Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
If you are lucky enough to be headed off for a winter break in the coming months, maybe you're one of those people that will reach back into that basket and use the sunscreen that you didn't finish last summer. Or maybe you're one of those people who would you check a sell-by date before using a moisturiser or a foundation? If the answer is no to that, and I'm one of the people that would say no to that, think again, because the Health Products Regulatory Authority has a report out about sell-by dates. And Lisa Byrne, their cosmetic product manager, is with us now to tell us all about it. Two-thirds of people ignore sell-by dates, Lisa.
Yes. So we released a press release today where we conducted a survey where we've seen that six people didn't understand or use the product beyond the intended sell-by date. And it's highly concerning to us. There was a clear gap in the understanding of the product labelling itself. People don't know where to find the expiry date on the actual product itself. And it is quite difficult with cosmetic products. We have a little symbol on the back of the product. It's like a little mini jar with an open lid. And in that, there'll be a figure followed by a letter M, and that denotes the period after opening of when a cosmetic product should be used to their optimum efficacy and use and safety.
Yes, so in that case, but who remembers when they opened it exactly?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we would be encouraging consumers then to note when you open a product. So when you're opening your sunscreen product, that you will note when it's opened. So if you're opening it this summer, it can't be used again next summer. The UV filters and that degrade over time. Like any ingredient that we use, ingredients in formulations and cosmetics, they degrade, particularly the likes of the UV filter. So the efficacy of that filter that's protecting you from the UV rays won't have the full protection if used again in 6 months. The product is exposed to external aggressors, so light, moisture, heat. So overall, the product is degrading over time.
So you think you're doing great slapping on the sunscreen on your child, and actually the active ingredient that's protecting their skin might be gone beyond.
Exactly. The efficacy of it will have diminished over a period of time. So that's denoted in the little open jar symbol.
Yeah, I wonder, I'd love to know out there how many people actually get out a pen and write down the date of when they're opening sunscreen or anything else. Because it is, we're not just talking about sunscreen, are we?
No, it's all cosmetic products. So every product that we use throughout our daily life, and consumers, we see from the survey that they're using at least a minimum of 4 cosmetic products a day. So that's any product that you're talking about for cleansing, for keeping in good condition, your skincare products, your hair care products, any product that you're using. And again, like everything that we use in day to day, it's degrading over a period of time. So it's really important that you understand the product label itself.
And that you stick to it to the letter, or could you give yourself a bit of leeway?
I mean, for best optimum results, like with all products that we use, you should use it and stick to it as closely as possible to the 6 months from opening of the product, or 12 months.
Because these, like sunscreen in particular, has gone up incredibly in price.
Yeah.
And you can imagine why some people would be tempted if they'd only just opened a bottle at the end of the summer for their last holiday, that they'd be tempted to go back to it.
I mean,
again,
we would advise, we would advise heavily against the use of it post the expiry date.
Okay, now Christmas is coming.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, we'll call them tweens, actually, even under 10s, are asking Santi or their mammy and daddy for cosmetic products for Christmas.
Yeah.
This is a new trend, and it's very much driven by
it's influencers online. Yes. And again, and you know, just to point out, I'm not a skincare expert at all, but as a regulator, we do see this happening more and more, and the trend is really, really picking up. So what we would say to parents and those, you know, young children, tweens, asking for presents from Santa Claus, etc., you know, really, really keep it simple. There are only really 3 main reasons why children should be using cosmetics: to clean, to keep in good condition, and to protect. So really, we're talking about simple moisturisers that are just there to hydrate the skin, gentle cleansers, and then products with SPF for UV protection. And then your standard cleansing products, shower gels, shampoos, etc. They're the only reasons. Any products that have anti-aging ingredients or a skincare routine, they're not designed for children. They're not designed for their skin. So there's no reason why they should be using them. So just really keep it simple.
Okay, very good advice. Lisa, we'll have to have you back again. I have so many more questions that I want to put you. But for now, there's more information on all of this on the HPRA
exactly.
website.
So if you have any concerns, feel free to contact us at cosmetics@hpra.ie. But any information related to the labelling of the products are all available on hpra.ie webpage.
Okay, brilliant. So thank you very much, Lisa Byrne.
Thank you.